This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that is not a popular topic. It has to do with homesickness. Now that's probably something you don't want to hear about because some of you have probably been dealing with homesickness, especially since the holidays. But I think there's some kernels of wisdom that we can draw out and use to help us from now on. Where I live, there's a contemporary Christian stations, radio stations that play contemporary music, and one group called Mercy Me has a song out right now that really hits me when I think about homesickness, and the title is Never Been More Homesick Than Now. Now, the singer is referring to the homesickness for the future, but I think the song relates very well to some of the homesicknesses that you and I that work where we don't live or didn't grow up experience. And so this different kind of homesick than maybe what the song meant will be very helpful for us as we look at both the homesickness for our past and home and for the future. A number of things about homesickness. First of all, homesickness has been around for a long time, probably ever since the first person left home to go and live and work somewhere else. But the Celts first wrote about this extensively in the 4th century. And they called this leaving of the hearth and home to go and live and work in another land the worst form of trial they could ever have. It was worse than anything else, and I mean anything. Why? Why would that? Was that so important for the Celts? Well, I think it's because they had such a deep love for family and friends, and they got together all the time. You know, their culture was one of relating to each other. And when you have a very tight-knit community that you leave, you sense it more deeply when you don't have it. Secondly, homesickness is a heart affliction. It hits us in our core. It hits us when and where we are most vulnerable. When are you most vulnerable? Well, if you're like me, it's when you're lonely, when you're stressed out, when you're having trouble keeping up or figuring out or even knowing what your goals or your next steps should be, when you're sick, during, before, and after holidays, when you're reminiscing about what life might be like back home. That's all when I'm vulnerable, and that's when homesickness bears down the hardest on me. And that's why it's an important issue that we must deal with. And we must recognize, and we must treat. A third point about homesickness is that as it afflicts us in this vulnerability place, it can create tremendous doubt and desire to return home. Well, what's wrong with that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with the doubt, the desire. It's a normal human condition. It's a normal thing that normal people will experience. But it may not be your time to pack up and go home, you know. So how do you work through this? Well, hopefully the next few minutes will give us some ideas. What are some treatments for loneliness, in other words? Number one, the basic aspirin-like treatment, an apple-a-day treatment, if you will, a preventative treatment, if you will, is to try and create more, quote, home, unquote, where you are. Now, you've probably thought that I've talked about this in the past a lot, and I have, because it's a very important concept for me. Creating more home where you are treats a wide variety of issues and problems and feelings. How do you create more home? Well, let's go back to the Celts and their hearth and home. So you have a home and you have a hearth. Well, yeah, that's true. But for them, friends were important, friends and family. Some of you may not have any family, and some of you may only have your own little family. But there are a lot of family-like qualities that friends can come to fill, a role that they can come to fill. Some will become like family. So I think one of your first goals in treating homesickness is to go around and find as many friends as you can. Well, that's easier said than done. Some of us are very, very good at making friends, and some of us it's a very difficult and hard process, and we only have a few after a lot of work. Quantity isn't necessarily important here. More than one is important, I think, but 100 is too many. The issue is finding people that you share some aspect of your life with and developing regularity in your relationship with them. That doesn't mean you have to go to Starbucks every Tuesday morning, but it does mean that if there are some things that you like and share, whether they be work activities, hobbies, you name it, but that you set up some time to be with them. And those friends will become more like family over time. Now, let me talk about balance here again. I'm always talking about balance because balance is important. Some people decide that, well, it's going to be a lot easier for me and I'm really tired of working. I don't want to make friend raising work. So I'm going to go focus on the people that are from where I come from. And I'm only going to have those friends. Well, I think you need some of those. And there are some things that you can only do or talk or laugh with about those kinds of things. But you need balance. You need friends from the country in which you're working. You need those kinds of friends too, because they can help you with many other things as well. They'll help you with language. They'll help you with understanding cultural issues. And they help you to navigate some of the things that just seem like they're just too much to bear. So you need to strive for balance. If you think about it, back at home, you probably had friends from many different groups too. You just didn't think about it that much. But now here, it's more important. Number two, the treatment for heart affliction is very difficult. I'm not going to say any of this is easy, by the way. But I think one of the key ways that we treat afflictions of the heart is to try our best to plan ahead. Plan ahead for places during the year that you're likely to be vulnerable. Try and put into them certain things or activities that can help to balance that out. For example, some people really struggle with loneliness in January and February. Well, try and figure out if there are other things that you can do that can take and make more activities. Maybe instead of trying to do all your parties or whatever during the holiday season, you save up some energy, some finances, some friends for an after party. You know, you don't have to have an excuse, but you can make any excuse to have a party or to get together or to be in fellowship or whatever. And it's just something that you plan to do. So you have a January event, you have a February event. That will help to stave off some of that stuff. That doesn't take care of all of the heart affliction issues, but it does provide you with a place to plan for it. Also, have some people who know you that can ask questions. Maybe in October or September, give some friend a list of questions to ask you in February about how you're doing. You won't want to tell them to ask you those questions in February, but if they're prepared, they're going to ask and they're going to have to deal with that. Why do I want you to deal with negative things? Because when you talk about them, a lot of things don't become negative. They don't stay negative. Thirdly, remember that doubt can be good. Doubt is just a feeling. What we do with it is where it goes, good or bad. Doubt causes us to reevaluate where we are. Maybe you need to plan in some reevaluation points regularly so that, you know, you're addressing doubt. Now, this isn't that you do it for doubt, but it's appropriate to have regular times of saying, how am I doing? Thinking through issues, looking at how things are going, thinking about what to do for the future. That way you can never find yourself, or at least it'll be hard to find yourself, saying, what am I doing? I have no idea. Nothing is going right. Yada, yada, yada. Well, those are just some ideas about homesickness. I hope I haven't made you worse in terms of homesickness, but that I've given you some ideas to think about and do over the next week in managing this important condition. May this place where you are become more home-like in a few key ways this week. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.